This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
We are live, Intel Scanner, Tuesday night.
Oh, fuck.
Third week we've ran Eric Holder in the title. I'm excited.
That dude is fucking awesome, though. He's still running shit over there.
Pretty
isn't
fucking
he?
Gangster.
What did I see? Some fucking shit where
his mustache was running shit?
No, I thought there was some girl in like fucking South Carolina that was saying that I had Eric Holder's baby. I was like, I was like, shut up, bitch.
She's like 19 and white. Hopefully like 15 and white. That would be awesome.
That would be even better.
That'd be awesome if there was like 10 white fucking teenage girls that all came across like, I'm pregnant with Eric Holder's baby. So am I. And it just became so many people that just fucking collapsed. That's awesome.
Well, because you got to think about it. Bill Cosby was like the top of the fucking domino
stack. Oh, Bill Cosby? I fucked him.
Dude, I sucked his dick. I ain't gonna lie.
He told me I was going to get a part on the Cosby Show.
Exactly.
I was only like 7 years old, but
I was going to get a part in the fucking Jell-O commercial.
He seduced me.
I was going to be the O.
It was disgusting.
I was all happy and shit. I was like, I'm going to be the O. He's like, yep, you're going to be the O.
He's like, you're goddamn right.
And now I know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
The O, that fucking cocksucker.
And he gave me like $1,500 and said, well, fucking, there's no part.
You got paid? What the fuck? No, just kidding.
At least that's what I heard. I don't know.
No, but still.
I think my parents got paid.
But still, though, that's how it starts. You know what I mean? You're going to start seeing, a fall. And because, all right, 70s, 80s, early fucking 90s, women were sleeping their ways to the fucking top. That's the shit.
It's always been that way.
That's the shit that's been pissing me off about this Bill Cosby shit is fucking all these fucking chicks coming forth and shit saying that, oh, I got fucking assaulted, I got raped, I got beat down by fucking Billy Bob Cosby and shit. But no, bitch, you were trying to get a fucking job. You were trying to get fucking paid. Don't you fucking...
You're so cute right now.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Oh, can we cuddle live on the air?
Oh, wow.
Do you cuddle live on the air?
I would appreciate a reach around, if anything.
If nothing else,
nibble on the ear.
Jameson is live.
Did you see
it? Tonight on the air.
It's
kind
of
the Intel Scanner. Thanks for tuning in. MTRadio.net.
Yeah, good job,
my buddy Jimmy. I love
Whoa.
You.
No, what? No,
Jameson,
Mike.
My buddy Jameson. Buddies. I meant to say.
Have you guys really
Jameson?
Moved that far in the? I mean, are you guys
Jameson? I meant to say
that deep
Jameson.
In the relationship.
I
yet?
Think that Jameson buddy. Is speaking for me at this point.
No, but see,
we've never had a female on the show that had another better perspective than the one we're going to introduce tonight. We're going to introduce a new female perspective to the Intel Scanner.
New female.
Are you ready?
S-G.
And like every other female on the show, this will be her first and last time.
Her name is...
Yeah, usually you guys get charges pressed against you after a chick shows up here. What the fuck?
Well, no. Restraining orders, stopping orders,
you
blah,
know,
blah, blah.
The Call of Duty Black Ops. I think her name is Black Ops.
Hey.
Right?
Black Ops.
So what do you want to say? If you had something to say, Black Ops, go now. Okay, nothing to say.
No.
Jameson. Jameson, do you have something to say? All
right, okay. All right, considering that...
We interrupted, and I feel bad.
Oh, no, you're
thank
fine.
Thank you for everyone that's tuned in right now, and now we were trying to say something before I walked in and interrupted. So what was
before
that?
Before I interrupted.
What was that?
There was a conversation happening.
Yeah, but anyways, before that, I just want to say... I brought a nice, healthy bottle of Jameson here.
Another Intel Scanner show sponsored by Jameson. That's awesome.
Exactly. Jameson and Coke. It's a delicious drink. You should try it often. But it's a Thanksgiving kind of a little montage here. You know, it's something to say that, hey, you know, you gotta share the wealth with your friends. That's just how it fucking happens. Don't be a pussy.
It doesn't happen any other way. If you do not share the wealth will not get spread around.
It consumes you. Definitely consumes you.
Do you want to own your life or be owned by your life?
I suppose we should probably.
Which is it? What do you want to do?
Do a little toast, you know.
Toast.
Holodeck. Toast.
The holodeck.
I was getting out the holodeck. Hey, the holodeck. I was getting it out there.
To the holodeck now, quickly.
To the holodeck.
To be on the
you gotta have a
unreal holosuite. Reality show. There's unreal. No show about it where it's real. Here's how it goes. That just is what it is. If you want to be a part of it, you're not going to loot and pillage.
Oh, don't get me started on a fucking Ferguson. Don't get me started.
I'm not trying to go there right now, but here's how it
is. You said looting, and my dick looting twitched and
pillaging
a little bit.
Only goes for nothing. If you want to make a real change, you should have been storming the police station and taking City over Hall. The courthouse and the federal buildings and
yeah, why the
burning
fuck
those
burning
to the ground.
O'Reilly's down, AutoZone.
Some dumbass fucking.
They were fucking burning down a beauty salon. A beauty salon.
The 9/11 beauty
it's
salon.
It's my booty salon.
They killing me with that dumb shit. Stop.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean,
how many teams does it take to burn down a town? I want to ask.
How many teams?
Call us in.
How many CIA death squads does it take to burn down St. Louis?
545-4496. If you know how many teams it takes, if three-man team, how many three-man teams can you put together
to burn down a metropolis city?
So if you put together, I mean, this is the federal government we're talking about.
I can do
about.
It in a video game in like 3.5 hours.
I can put together five teams of 3 men each that will burn down the whole fucking city. Each one going to burn down 5 buildings each. How many buildings is that?
And get a $80,000 bonus for each building.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Yeah, amen.
Right?
How many people does it take?
It, you know,
J Dog.
That Ferguson shit is some fucked up shit.
It is.
J Dog.
Shit. All right. N-Bot. Give me some. Give me some. What you got?
So here we are rolling freestyle for Intel Scanner tonight.
Sure. Sponsored by Sure. Okay, the professor. The professor, what do you think about Ferguson? I love your beard, by the way.
Yeah, it came in pretty sick. I like it. Very Grizzly Adams looking
pretty mage. I think it's ridiculous.
It is, huh?
The beard?
So,
or?
Yeah, and then Ferguson.
All of the above.
Ferguson
says,
is also ridiculous.
He says all of the above. That's okay.
And the survey says?
Because.
All of the above.
Because.
You know, I don't know, man. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
I mean, the grand jury made their decision. You know, what else do you want? Or if they're protesting, or were they protesting against this one thing or against police brutality in general? You know, what's their message?
But they're not protesting. Ooh. They're protesting by looting everything. It's like, oh, I feel so bad that this guy got killed, but I'm going to go loot this place and get all these freaking Air Jordans and whatever and burn this building to the ground. Right. But I feel so bad that guy died.
I've heard that shit.
It's not protesting.
Pull down your sweater because you're prettier every time you do.
I love you too, honey.
I've heard that shit fucking everywhere. Everyone's saying and talking all this shit about those motherfuckers looting. They got to realize these fucking protests have gone on for 109 motherfucking goddamn days.
Well, I'm not saying there are some people who are protesting for the right
thing. Out of those 109 days that those motherfuckers loot. 2 days. So there was 106 days in a motherfucking row that they didn't do shit. All right? And nobody says anything about the 106 days in a row that they didn't do shit.
So you're saying every 105 days it's cool to loot?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad rule. Really? You know, okay. Because motherfuckers got to do
every 105 days it's the purge. Right? Every 105 days it's the purge.
Now,
that would work.
Well, all right. Three
times a year.
Well, no, I'm just saying. It's just. I understand the first time that those guys looted the shit. You know, you had a bunch of fucking. You had a bunch of fucking goddamn
TV
poverty ridden illiterate retarded fucks. You know, I mean, they're stupid as fuck. I mean,
you're believing what you're fed.
Oh no! You know, I know how poor people are. I lived in fucking ghettos. I mean, yeah, you know, you got people that got street smarts. Yeah, you know, and they're smart. But
so who's organizing these things?
Exactly.
Who was the one behind saying that? Now the verdict was released at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. How ridiculous
that was some
is that?
Bullshit. That was
just
some bullshit.
Trying to get the most reaction out of it. Trying to get the
it's
most.
It's being fed on both sides.
Explosive.
That's what it is. You know. What
okay,
I mean?
Professor, what you got to say about 8 o'clock at night release?
What the fuck is 8 o'clock at
What do you know about psyops? What do you know about social engineering? What
I
do you know
everybody
about?
To be asleep.
Why did they do this? Like
flames
that?
Burn brighter at night.
When did they finish making their decision?
Way earlier
like
than
2 weeks
it was
ago.
Released. Yeah,
I read a report where a chick
don't even
went in to
shine
go.
The light on you that much, but you know what? Okay, J Dog, give me what you got.
I read an article where a chick went in to go buy a fucking gun, and the dude that she had already bought the gun. She hadn't paid for it yet. She had gone through like the fucking check and all that shit. And she went there to go pick up the gun and pay for the gun. The dude was like, I can't sell you the gun anymore because we were told by the cops to load up all of our guns and shit and move them and shit. And because, and this was happening 2 or 3 fucking days before the verdict was officially announced. And so it's like, this guy, he's on fucking tape saying that he fucking already knew what the fucking verdict was and that it was going to be a not
guilty
one.
Well, everybody knew what the verdict was.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
like a secret.
As soon as they started fucking announcing the National Guard and shit and they started blocking off fucking post office boxes and shit like that, you knew some shit was fucking going down. Oh, fucking goddamn cocksucking motherfuckers.
And if you were living in St. Louis and you hadn't already had a firearm, I mean, yeah, like you're like 3 days before the shit goes down. Hey, I probably better get a weapon, you know. Yeah, probably too late, bud. I don't know.
But if someone showed their boobs tonight, maybe it would be worth it.
You just want
for Michael Brown.
You just want
for Michael Brown.
For Michael Brown, show your boobs.
I mean, he's never going to see us to the titties ever again.
We are all Michael Brown. I mean, I'm not like you guys are.
I got a dollar. No.
A little more than that.
I got a dollar. I got a half a dollar now, and I got half a dollar later.
Wow, I came here more prepared for this than I thought it was going to go. I thank you all for showing up. This is mtradio.net. If you're not listening to mtradio.net and all that it has to offer,
I will find you.
I'm going to personally show up.
Sorry.
I'll go under the guise of a Girl Scout cookie salesperson.
In your life.
Because everybody loves
you're
going to
realize that. Someday that I'm going to help you. I will show up and fuck you up so bad that it will help
like
you.
Like fucking Percocet.
Like a fucking the first, like your first divorce. I'm going to hurt you. that bad.
Yeah, see, once you have one divorce, that's why guys have had a really bad divorce get married 3 or 4 or 5 times. They're just addicted to that.
That's fucking no, because they don't know any.
They didn't learn their lesson the first time.
No,
they're taught that they have to have.
There was no divorce. It's wife commits suicide or something. There's no divorce. Oh,
there's no. The wife sets the husband up for murder, and
that's why she commits suicide
a lot of time. That's why.
No divorce. We loved each other.
That's why that vow is there. Till death do us part. It's like, bitch, if you piss me off enough, I will kill you.
Be like, but it's not going to be like, I kill you and go sit on death row. I'm going to kill you, but set up some other bullshit.
Because someone
in fucking New Mexico
has to die.
I got wife too to fucking.
Someone has to die to get out of this.
Whoa.
I just put my face and teeth on this shit. My teeth. Showed up on the camera. I got a jacked up
girl. Don't you fuck around with me. See, that's how you need to do it. Why are you doing that?
Because I want to show you. That's how you love yourself.
I do.
This is Intel Scatter American Beauty, right? Wasn't that
American
Beauty?
This will never be shown. It will only be heard.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And thank you for being with
us. I'm trying to be like Jim.
And Jimbo, Johnson, Davis, and Mike John, Johnson. Sam.
Here we are, having to do a COVID.
Where's G-Dog? Where's G-Dog that brought the popo up in this nigga?
He said he was coming.
Remember those three dudes walking in the demons?
How'd he do? How'd he fare in his endeavors?
Said he was coming tonight.
Yeah, no.
But no. Couldn't handle the pressure. Right,
I love him. I'm going to get
but
my
we
face,
love it.
My face, my teeth. Want to see my teeth again?
My pain, my struggle, my teeth.
I'd be putting the shit on there. None of this will ever make video.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
mainstream.
Oh,
no,
it's
one
going
will
on YouTube tomorrow. I'm going to make it happen.
You said so, huh?
Yeah.
AJ. AO.
None of this is going to be
a
on
yellow
there.
D. What up, red shirt nigga?
No, it's because I got a fancy new jacket in it, man. Because
I'm making up a new name. Headphone, red shirt, motherfucker. Zipper. Zipper.
Oh, hashtag. Zipper, that's so cute.
Hashtag zipper, nigga.
Can a motherfucker coordinate? Roll Tide. What?
You should write names. You should do nicknames for the government. That was.
And
why aren't you getting benefits?
Are we taking a break soon and playing music? Music? What time is it?
On the air like
God.
7 minutes.
What?
Yeah,
really?
You need to just slow down.
I'm that fucking wasted. Kill me.
Oh, we're not even started yet. We got a whole bottle to finish.
Hey, we're not even. We have not yet begun to defile
we're
ourselves.
We're in first fucking gear.
First gear.
Yeah. And I got an HP training going.
0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Real
oh,
quick.
Damn, real quick.
Real quick. Hold on.
Real quick, nigga.
That's a badass song.
Are we allowed to say nigga?
Oh lord.
How many
I don't
times
know.
Are
we've
we
said nigga
tonight?
Before. Nigga or nigger. We can say both.
Can we say nigger, faggot, cunt?
Yeah, can
well,
we
yeah.
say those on the
we
air?
Can,
well, okay,
sure.
well,
we can.
Now, a specific nigga word probably should.
Are you afraid of
words? I'm not.
It's just kind of out of fucking respect. I mean, come on. I mean,
0 to 100, nigga, real
I mean,
quick.
You know,
real quick.
Real quick.
Real
nigga.
Quick, nigga.
Real fucking quick, nigga.
That's how I we mean, bounce that shit.
When
we
you
bounce
start,
it like that.
You know, you got a couple.
Like you do your titty, girl. Yeah.
Gotta bounce them.
She's got to. Oh, there she is. She's piping up.
Yeah.
How do you bounce? How you like to bounce, girl?
I like to bounce.
How you like to bounce, huh?
Bizounce.
Do you want to bounce?
Do it again. Do it again.
Do you
again.
Want to? Do you
See?
Need?
See?
Do you need?
You're not even getting it.
I don't
you
have to.
Fucking
Dude, thank you. Help me. Help me, nigga. Help me. Help me.
All right.
Help
all right.
me, Ron.
One more time. There you go. See, that's going to be the fucking
that's where the
thumbnail
the
screenshot.
Goes. Come on. All right, then.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens
help
later.
Me.
You know, we still got a lot more booze to drink.
And
anything
what
can
the
happen.
Fuck time is it? Anybody? Time?
8.
You need
eight
to just
something.
Not even worry about that shit. I'll tell
wow,
you what to do later.
That easy still?
Just stand in line,
killers.
Smile for the camera, and wait to be told what to do like everybody
down
else.
Tonight? Where are the killers at? I thought we had some killer nigga coming down tonight. Double tap, motherfuckers.
Double
right,
tap.
Right out from the straight out depths of the D. from the place where you ain't even want to be.
You started drinking at like 2 o'clock this afternoon?
7:15. I started drinking at 7:15.
That's yesterday. A lie. I saw you before morning. That.
You yesterday morning.
You're like,
who are you?
Friday.
Who are the fuck you to question what the fuck I do? My motherfucking niggas.
Well, no, I'm just saying. It's just like, because I've seen you very intoxicated before.
I love you.
This is a different level.
I love you. And you know what, like, I want to spread is love. I want to spread intelligence. I want to spread anti-mediocrity.
You got slipped a fucking pill at the bar, didn't you?
What?
Shut up.
Have
don't
you ever
tell
heard the
I
word
did.
Anti-mediocrity?
I might have roofied him. Don't tell him that.
No one's ever heard that word. Anti-mediocrity? Do you even
I
know
like
what
it.
Mediocrity means?
Oh, I think that's. I think I have heard that.
Mediocrity
needs
is
to
mediocre.
Read more.
It's so
mediocre.
So.
Okay. Mediocrity and
average.
Mediocre is.
It's kind of below
average.
It's just so. You know.
Isn't mediocre the level?
Girls are all pretty. Oh.
Yeah, like those bitches are mediocre. I don't want no mediocre.
Don't
that's
yawn.
I'm just fucking trying not to.
Here's the thing. They're controlling.
I'll fucking pass it.
The media. They're controlling.
Who's got my line?
Your hospitals. They're controlling your medical treatments. They're controlling your vaccinations.
Who is there?
Your parents.
Just had to confuse them, right?
New World Order?
Who isn't?
No, wasn't it a fucking thing where these doctors. Admitted to taking fucking money from pharmaceutical companies to
for I miss Glenn. Even though he brought the cops here, that cocksucker brought the cops here. I miss him anyway.
He brought the Terminator here. It was just like, it was big, a T-2000 fucker. He was like 6'8", had full head of hair. I was frightened.
320 pounds, that dude was huge. He looked like a
massive.
Gorilla.
He came walking in here. He didn't even give a shit who was he. He was like,
no, we could have took him out so bad.
Maybe. I mean, that wasn't guaranteed.
Whatever. We had him in a chokehold.
I personally could have.
No, we had him in a chokehold, though.
Yeah, we did. And I could have, but I didn't, and I never would. Only because if I did, it would be too much. I would murder a police officer in our office. Fuck that.
We could get rid of the body pretty quick. I'd bury
it. Who would help me?
I'd bury it.
Call in. If you would help me get rid of the body of a dead police officer, show up.
Nope.
Oh, what? You girls are pussies.
I'd be walking out, step right over the body.
Girls are fucking
like,
sissy ass bitches.
Bye-bye.
Fuck you. 406-545-4496. Call in. You girls are all sissy ass bitches. So you would never hide a body with me. That was a
of
dead
course
cop.
I would. You've helped me before. Why would I not help you?
I help a lot of people do a lot of things. We're coming into the circle of life. Shorten it up, and we're going to go to some music that makes sense in Montana, because it's all from Montana.
Makes
we
so
all about
sense.
Montana, mtradio.net. This is the Intel Scanner. And also, we support logic, fortuitousness. We support
and breast implants.
Serendipitousness
and boners.
Also, we want to purport that we love the universe, but the universe doesn't love us back always as much as it should, and so we're gonna
like creepily love the universe and shit.
I want the universe to like dude, watch me while I change my path.
Oh
and
god,
stuff.
Do I?
So you're saying we should launch you into space? Is that what you're trying to say?
Immediately.
Yes.
All right.
I live in a glass house all day.
Holler out to Richard Branson.
Girl, you want some
naked,
like
little glass and shit.
What's the music we're going to play, Professor?
Well, we got some Past Mars. Switch off.
I love Nate, dog.
Switch off safety and cancerous.
Ooh.
Give it up for the love.
Whatever you are doing, and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes. Then be sure to get into the house fast, where your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you are not close to home when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover. Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. You know the places marked with the S sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. That means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast.
Right.
Motherfucking shit.
And
these motherfuckers
we
come.
Are back.
Intel Scanner. Tuesday nights. You fucking love it. We fucking love it.
MGRadio.net.
Your pussy's quivering. So is mine.
I love you. You love me.
Are we going to sing the Barney song now?
Well, is there no anything better than that?
Than Barney?
Than Police State. Is there anything better than getting shot to death for your country?
I feel so
for
safe.
For the safety of your peers.
Patchert? Well, no. Who was it? Wasn't it Patchert? That said, give me liberty or give me death.
Or give me what?
Give me liberty or give me
Patrick
death.
Patrick Henry.
Well, I think they want to give you the latter, not the former.
Well, it's, you know, it,
liberty by death.
If I take out, if I take out three before I fucking die, then I served a fucking.
We're here to liberate you from purpose. This shitty life.
I'm protecting you the fuck out of your rights right now while I kill you. Are these this turned up?
Is this thing on?
Is this thing
See,
on?
See, you know, I had a shirt that I've never touched. No, I had a shirt like 10 years ago, and it had a picture of a SWAT team busting inside of a house, and it said, "Don't worry, I'm from the government. I'm here to help." You know, and it's like, fuck, that was 10 years ago. I mean, and then you got to start thinking about, you know, the Ruby Ridge and the fucking Waco shit. And you got to think, you know, how does the government respond to shit? And then you start thinking about Boston, you know, when that shit happened. That shit was fucking crazy, man.
That shit was fake.
They locked that place down. People were
What was 9/11 then?
When I see shit on Twitter, you know, like live fucking video.
9/11 is a joke.
Say that word.
I like
fuck
that word.
You. 9/11 was a big fat fucking finger, the middle finger up at the ass of everyone that wants freedom.
Pretty much.
9/11 is a joke. We need to find out who has the rights to that fucking song so we can play that.
Don't be a stupid bloke.
9/11 is a joke.
You can just make up your own song. Just start rapping.
I hate my baby mama.
But I don't look as cool as Flavor Flav.
Don't give me that drama. Don't be a stupid bloke. 9/11 was a joke.
Right.
That was
what? What?
This lion awoke. What?
Are you awake or is you asleep, nigga?
Don't get me crazy. I'll
down on the ditch, digger.
All right.
All right, because that's how it do, my friend.
That's how we live.
Not just close to the just beginning. You got that it's fancy always the beanie end. On
doesn't mean you're gonna start rapping.
I don't
like
rap. I just spit the truth.
I just spit and collect my checks, my nigga.
You want to see the motherfucking proof?
What time is it?
All right.
Anyways, then we got to regroup. All right. We're back on the Intel scanner. Tonight, we'd like to thank a lot of people that listen. We'd like to tell you, if you don't listen, you should. If you don't ever want to listen, then fuck you anyway.
You got to spread the fucking
you
word,
you don't
want
to even know. I mean, if you don't want to know, then fuck you. You know what I mean? If you don't want to know. If you don't want to know the real, do you want to know the real?
Well, we're going a little goofy tonight, but
do you want
usually
to know
we're a little
real?
More serious.
Yeah, you got a lot of different
this
fucking
this is for entertainment purposes only.
Perception going on. I mean,
do your own research. See, I would like to say something about the comments.
Think for yourself.
Well, there were some comments put up about that you guys make statements and then you don't back them up with fucking. Well, any statements I make, I don't sit here and have time to really like tell you what I've read and what resources I've. You need to do your own fucking research. And I say that in the intro. We've said that since show one.
Exactly.
It's entertainment purposes only.
I'm not gonna do the motherfucking thinking for you.
I'm just trying to fucking get the wheels turning. If you believe anything what somebody says, I believe your resources, what you were studying and everything. I mean,
if you have a fucking
stupid
question,
did you see
you
my
can
new
find
video
an answer.
I made?
Oh, did I?
Oh wow,
it's horrible. It's horrible.
I've already pleasured myself to it
twice
in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've done it
you
like
didn't even
six
see
times
me do it.
I've been sitting here.
Oh my lord!
That's not what we're doing here.
That's it is.
You thought my arm tucked in my shirt? I was just scratching. No.
I thought we were all another hand in the fucking.
I'm in a
dirt.
Sort of constant state of orgasm every time I speak into this microphone. Just saying.
That's what she's.
Every time you hear my voice,
where the fuck is my life?
I'm in a constant state of orgasm. Like I can't believe I'm. Not making a mess on the table. I'm keeping it in the absorbent region of my.
Are you wearing like an adult diaper?
Kinda, yeah, I am.
I've thought about how awesome that would be to like wear an adult diaper.
How
just
absorbent
so you didn't
is
have,
that?
You wouldn't have to go to the
super
bathroom all the
absorbent.
Time.
Well, you could definitely get a lot more shit done.
Like
I'm just
yes.
saying,
like
know.
Right now, I could just take a dump and a piss, and I could just keep going on there. It wouldn't even matter.
Do you want to binge watch Friends? All right, binge watch Friends. You know, three and a half days straight, 12.
Yes, because I need to know what happens with Monica and Chandler. It's
seven
very important.
Fucking, well, of course. I mean, that's what's most important like, in life, right?
What else?
I
mean, what else is going on in life?
I mean,
Jerry Seinfeld fucked Monica and Chandler.
Dude, and I fucked Jerry Seinfeld. So, that's a weird circle. Great.
Isn't that fun? I was in that.
Now
so which one of us had gonorrhea? Because I think we all ended up
so
with
now,
it.
So now you have frades.
I'm scared.
Friend herpes syphilis.
You got the friend AIDS.
I only want friend that AIDS. Though. That's the only kind I can actually cure on my own. Well, because here's the thing. As long as you alkalize your body, you're good. Now you need to only get some vitamins. I know this guy that sells vitamins, man, and cure your fucking AIDS and shit.
Like vitamins? Like vitamin A?
Like no, vitamin me. I can only, you can get vitamin me from me.
Vitamin me. That's thank you. That's my thank new you. Fucking, that's my new fucking pickup line.
That's the end of this conversation.
No, I'm gonna be like, hey
that's
girl,
the cure for everything. You know, that's why they're kind of trying to stifle me, man. Because the only place you can get vitamin me from is me.
No, but when
I am the geyser.
I am the guy, sir.
The geyser.
When you tell the girl,
there's a never-ending flow.
No, when you tell the girl, hey,
I can give it to you like in a beer bong.
You're lacking a mineral.
It's too much.
Yeah. It's too much. It's blowing out the phone.
In the phones.
Like no, but you tell the girl you're lacking a mineral, and she'll be like, "What? Which one?" And you'd be like, "Vitamin me." Right.
I don't know if that would work.
No,
it might work
with that.
If you said it the way I just did, all right.
So here's how you spin that to the girls.
Okay. Hey, wait,
missing
girl?
Vitamin U.
See, there you go.
Vitamin U, girl.
Oh, exactly. Would vitamin,
I need to eat.
I'm missing vitamin U.
I need to partake.
Vitamin U.
I need to partake of vitamin U.
Exactly. I mean,
depends on how
and
you
y'all can
it.
Fuck off. I'm not even writing a book that you can get this shit from. But
I'm just doing radio show.
You would buy a book that would tell you this drivel. Hey, vitamin me, vitamin U.
Oh, isn't it the Jerry Seinfeld fucking jokes without me?
There's an ad online for pickup lines. To make any girl want
lines.
You
this
or to make any man want you. It'll give you like an 8-minute video.
Here's
if
the
you
real,
watch the video,
real.
It'll give you an 8-minute video you'll about how you should call this number
that.
And is pay there, for the book.
Is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see me in your pants.
Did you just fall from heaven? Because
what the fuck?
There's an angel splattered in my bed.
Best one I ever
and
heard.
And I was like, Emilio!
No, the best pickup line I've ever heard was, if I could be anything, it would be one of your tears. Nothing would be better than to be born in your eyes, live on your cheeks, and die on your lips.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cheesy.
Where's the barf bag?
Just saying.
It was somewhere around here.
But to make it better, it was by a female that said that to me.
Oh.
So if that helps.
Oh,
I like females.
I didn't realize it was girl-on-girl
yes,
action.
Yes, it was kind of a girl-on-girl action.
That was very romantic.
No, it's romantic, but before
pardon
you
the barf bag comment.
My Lizzie only stuffs the Leslie up my ass when I tell her to. But here's the thing. If you want to partake...
I do.
If you want to have an influence...
I do.
If you want to leave your mark...
I do.
I do, too. What do you have to do to make that all happen?
Don't you fucking talk down to me.
What the fuck are we doing on this show?
It seems like it's quite a bit off topic tonight.
We haven't
tonight.
Talked about anything.
Is there a topic?
Out of all the shows.
We were all Revolution last week. Now we're all fucking...
Well, I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared because I don't want to talk too much shit about fucking... What's
about
going
stuff?
On in the world today? Because
I hate stuff.
I feel like tonight might be the one night that we might really be on a couple of fucking scanners of
mm-hmm.
code words and shit that are going around the NSA and fucking whatever goddamn fucking
wow,
three letter fucking groups.
NSA is tomorrow. The bomb.
What? Tomorrow we assassinate the president.
Yes.
Of Guatemala. Of Guatemala. Of a different country. Well, see, I'm just saying, like, last week we were all hanging out naked, shaving our genitals with Eric Holder and Alex Jones. And this
I heard that shit.
Like,
I heard the
girls
buzzer.
Are all right. Fucking sissies. Tomorrow.
Well,
night,
I'm just trying to load a bullet.
We're burning down every corporate office that we can find on the internet.
Yes.
We're figuratively burning down every office in the corporate realm tomorrow night.
Well, I was talking about this earlier with...
I'm burning down this office.
If anyone
I'm gonna start,
really
I'm gonna start
had
here.
Skills, they would do that. They would like realize
like
that now... Yes. Sort of, except you don't shoot yourself in the head and still live.
It's a Red Wednesday.
Well, if you eradicated the records keepers, then the ones who have, quote unquote, infracted against the system.
He's doing finger quotation marks.
Well, yes. And
glad you said that. Bunny ears. The camera didn't pick that up.
So if if you got rid of all the record keepers, no one would be held accountable for their infractions.
So we have to get rid of all the servers.
That's saying it the most mild way.
Are you saying that it's a war on stenographers?
I learned this through quote unquote science.
That's science, bitch.
You're not supposed to say those three words in a row.
Quote
unquote science. Do you agree or disagree?
Yay or nay, with say you.
Quote, unquote, science. Are you a believer, or do you dispute the facts? Do you want to be pro-abortion or anti-death? I mean, how do they spin this shit?
Are you politically correct or politically incorrect?
Do we want to incarcerate you, or shall you be free? Which is it? I'd like to be free, but I don't want to be incarcerated. What do I have to do to be not incarcerated?
Welcome
sir?
To Who Wants to Leave Guantanamo?
Someone's bored.
You must be liberated.
Give me some more. Give me some more. What you got? You got something? What you thinking about?
Give it.
I'm just long for the ride.
All right.
He's just trotting along down with the pony.
He's that blonde, long-haired guy in the back seat of fucking Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro's ride in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. What's his name? God damn it, he played fucking Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire. He's Tobey Maguire in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He's that dude in the back seat, just like, yeah, what's up, guys? I just need a ride.
Holy fuck.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
I just drank some shit into some... what the fuck is that?
It was 4 years sober, you.
That was kind of straight.
It said, here, it's some water.
That was kind of straight. It's vodka. That was kind of straight. I'm just saying, you just took it like a man, though. I'm kind of proud of you.
I just woke up one morning. I read a note next to my bed saying, I know you're thirsty. Drink this. I drank it. It was vodka.
Oh. Fucking bitch does it every time.
My drunk self is a fucking prick. I swear, he's leaving me notes. That bastard. He left me a note saying, drink this.
My drunk self landed me in a jail.
You're probably thirsty.
All right. Here. I got a question for you guys. Has anybody here experienced any police brutality at all?
Yes.
Okay, all right, story.
Yeah, I got a story.
Go ahead, because okay, I got one too.
I was like 19 years old.
Oh, okay.
I had three kids by this time, by one baby mama. And we was hanging out, living with her mom. And so we're living there, and we're hanging out, and her mom's making hot dogs, boiling them up on the stove. There's macaroni and cheese like about to be...
Damn, that's a gourmet dinner right there, man.
It is, from the ghetto.
You got hot dogs and mac and cheese?
Hot dogs and mac and cheese.
That doesn't sound like ghetto. That sounds bougie.
And so my baby mama, whom I still love to this day, her name is Janet from another planet.
Freno?
Janet from another planet.
Oh,
Janet
from another planet.
From the other planet. I love her to this day. And she was like, fuck you, I run this shit. And I'm like, no, I bought this car, I work every day, I do everything I'm supposed to do. You are trying to tell me?
She's like, yeah, I get that.
Smashed the back window out of my car that I bought with a BB gun. And when I was walking down the street away from there, after her mom called the cops on me, 7 cop cars pulled up in the median of the 2-lane road I was walking down. One way, I was walking down the one way. The other way was, I was in the median. Like, some cops pulled up this way and some cops pulled up that way. They pulled guns on me. Said, freeze, motherfucker. And I said, I don't have a weapon. I put my hands up.
You were almost Michael Brown the first.
Don't shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot.
You could have been. You could have been the Sicilian Michael Brown.
Thank you. But there would never have been a story about that.
No.
How many stories have gone on? How many civilians, citizens, tax-paying, God-fearing, child-raising people have been killed by the blue... Men in blue.
By the blue shield.
Fuck. We're not blue even shield. Get started on that
no,
shit.
No, that's what
getting
we're
getting.
Oh, no, that's God. The whole third section is going to be about that. About.
Oh, good God. How many motherfuckers have been fucking unauthorized?
Police brutality.
It's the yellow.
Rise. All right, okay, all right.
The yellow.
The rise.
The yellow men in blue, because they're
the
so
yellow
scared.
Yellow men in blue.
They gotta have those safety belts on and shit, right? Those fucking. All right, okay, here. Let me tell
yellow?
You. Let me tell you a story about some fucking cops and shit, alright?
Go.
Let me tell alright. This is how it fucking worked out, alright? I was with a fucking buddy of mine. We were driving around, getting fucking hammered and going to bar and shit. You know, yeah, you know, he was driving. I wasn't driving. He got stopped by the cops because he sucks at driving drunk. You gotta practice that shit. That's rule number one.
I'm really good at it.
Anyways.
True.
Exactly. Anyways. Alright, so he gets fucking stopped, alright? And the way he fucking stopped, it was halfway in between a block, and it had that fucking alley street coming through, right? And he stopped right there on that fucking alleyway, right? And he got out, you know, and did all the fucking tests and all that shit and failed him. He was a dumbass. You know, he got hauled off to jail and shit. When he got put inside the car, I grabbed the keys outside of the car, rolled up all the fucking windows, locked the fucking car. I was already on the phone and shit. I had a sober driver coming down to grab the fucking car and take it fucking home and shit. Anyways.
Go.
Yeah. Don't you
go. I love you. Go.
Great story, kid. Feel like I was there.
Anyways. All right. So, okay. All right. So, here I am. I get out of the car, and the cop's like, stop. I'm like, all right, what's up, bitches? You know, I didn't really say that, but, you know, I'm like, what, you know? And they're like, you know, give us the keys to the car. I'm like, no, I got a driver coming here to grab the keys to the car. He's going to drive the car. I'm not going to drive it. I'm drunk. I admitted that fact. I was like, I'm not driving the car. I got
Can
a sober driver.
Can we smoke in here? Can we smoke? Can I smoke, please?
We got like... A couple more, like,
Professor.
Two more fucking minutes.
How much time we got till we can smoke?
Two more fucking minutes. I'll finish it up in
7 minutes till break.
I love to smoke.
All right, so yeah.
If anyone likes to smoke, they should call in tonight at 406-545-4496. Jay Diggity, give me some rest of your story.
All right, okay. So, cops got me outside of the car. They're demanding the keys to this car from me. I have my driver across the street ready to pick up the fucking car and shit. And fucking, they're like, give us the keys. And I keep saying no. And they're, you need to give us the keys. I'm like, I do not. It's not in a good spot. You need to guarantee me that you will move the car and that it will not be towed. Or I'm not going to give you the keys.
All of a sudden you're demanding
keys.
Things from the police.
Well,
who do you think you are?
I know.
It's my fucking right. I pay their goddamn fucking wages. I had a job
you
in that fucking goddamn
that
city at the time
them.
And shit. I pay their wages.
The 800 bucks a year you pay in taxes doesn't do shit to pay.
No.
I mean, I hate
no.
that people say
it's
that.
My share.
My taxes pay the fucking... No,
no.
Your taxes pay, don't pay shit.
God damn it. It's my share. It's my share for my say.
Your taxes cover a little
break. On a related note, I let a cop park my truck once when I was getting pulled in.
Is this a sexual metaphor? Because
you're protected and served.
But what I refused to get into the cop car until I got my keys back. I'm like, I'm not getting in your car until I get my keys back.
Exactly. You got to have possession of your shit.
Hey,
exactly.
I had a cop move my car not too long ago.
You see, these cops, there was two of them. These motherfuckers
if
were
if you're a police
I'm
officer,
going to jail
no.
or
if you
want to
come down to the
ride.
Studio tonight, I will suck your dick, nigga.
Oh, you fucking better.
Yes.
Goddamn,
I'll suck
you better goddamn deliver
yes.
all
day long.
Billings Police Department
oh,
officers.
Oh, shit. We're
gonna, I don't
we're gonna
want
to
only.
We're going to have the fire marshal
on the house.
We're going to have the fire marshal here. We've exceeded capacity.
Every cop in
the roof. The roof is on fire.
Every cop in town can come down here tonight and get their dick sucked. I'll do it myself personally. Any cop that works in Billings, Montana that wants to come down tonight.
But you have to show up in full body armor looking like the Terminator.
Yes. All right, if that's the case, I'm in too. Show up with bullets
and the whole Batman belt and everything. I want you looking badass.
I'll make it easy on you. You'll just stand there and look all authoritative. Yeah. And I will like unzip your zipper. And then I'll like ease in a little softer. And I'll tell you, you're in charge. You're in charge.
So are you the only one that can get in on this? Or can everybody get in on this?
Do it.
Don't mind the mouth sores, officer.
It goes away after a couple of weeks. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right.
You're so authoritative.
Let's hear that story.
All right. So I got these cops demanding keys from me, and I tell them no, and they tell me that if I tell them no one more time, they'll arrest me. And I'm thinking in my head, they don't really have
a fucking arrested. They don't have
drunk in public, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest.
Exactly. You know, I'm thinking in my mind, they don't really have a right to do it. So I say, officer, and I got the in out. I really got the in out. I'm proud of
the in out.
I'm proud of that fucking in. I'm really proud of that fucking in. They slammed me up against the fucking car, arrested my ass, started hauling my ass off to fucking jail. I was yelling at them. I was telling them all sorts of stupid shit, you know, like, you guys have no right for this fucking bullshit. There's no reason why I should be getting arrested. I mean, I'm not driving the car. I'm not in control of the car. You're witnessing me not being in control of the car.
I stole the car, but I'm not in control of it.
They kept on, they asked me three fucking times if I was a law student in that college town that I was in. I was like, no. I'm an automotive student, right?
But I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Exactly. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Anyways,
no, I was at Missoula once.
This is where their brutality comes in,
right? Do you even grammar, motherfucker?
Really? Okay. I like grammar crackers. They're like really good. All right, good.
No, this is where their brutality comes in. I had to set the fucking premise for this shit. I'm already pissed off as fuck. I'm being arrested on a bogus-ass fucking charge. Well, I'm mad as fuck, and I'm drunk. I'm drunk. I wasn't driving the car.
So you
pulled
every fucking quarter out of your pocket with pennies. Threw it on the floor.
No.
They had to pick that shit up. They were
lick it up, pig!
This is what fucking happened.
Pick it up with your butt cheeks!
No, they...
How'd it go, then? Come on, give me.
All right. They take me to the fucking jail cell. They put me in the fucking drunk tank. I got six of the other fucking dudes in there with me. I'm like, all right, bitches, we're gonna fucking set this shit off.
I'm not sleeping on the picnic table, no, asshole.
On your lap. No. I shoved the fucking mattress underneath the fucking door and wedged the fucking hole. You know, I wedged it underneath the fucking door. And I put the fucking pillow in the fucking toilet and started flushing that shit like a motherfucker.
Wow.
Started flooding that fucking cell. Yeah, exactly. I'm not even fucking with you. All right. I started flooding that gun. I had six dudes getting all pissed off and shit.
Can we smoke cigarettes in here even?
No. I got a couple more minutes. I got a couple more minutes. Shut the fuck up.
All right.
The cops took me out of the fucking cell and shit. They put me in a fucking little holding cell that had a little tiny drain in the floor.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of trash in that shit. Yeah. I was drunk. I had to piss like a motherfucker.
I grew up in a better place than that.
Exactly. Seriously. I had to piss like a motherfucker. There wasn't no fucking toilet. Just a trash-filled fucking hole in the floor. And so what I fucking did is I stuck my dick underneath the fucking door and I pissed out into their little lobby waiting area.
Really?
They got fucking pissed as fuck.
Pissed, literally.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me. I stuck my dick under the door and pissed into the lobby.
Let me finish. No, they ripped open that fucking door and they were like, you better mop that shit up. Like, bullshit, motherfuckers, that's not my fucking job. That's your fucking job. And they said, if you don't mop that shit up, we're gonna use you to mop that shit up. These motherfuckers.
I use your mom to mop
that. Who's gonna do that?
I was like, fuck you. I got like the F in the U part. I get the foot. I was happy about the foot part. But they slammed me up against the wall. So I had two cops on both sides.
So quick they came in.
Let me finish. I had two cops on the side of me, man. They grabbed grabbed me by my arms and they grabbed me by my fucking feet. They handcuffed my arms behind my fucking back. They grabbed me by my arm and my fucking feet and they proceeded to drag me through this puddle of fucking piss and they mopped up my own fucking piss with myself and then they threw me in a goddamn garland green chair. You know, I was in a whole chair all handcuffed up in this shit.
Did you have the mask on?
Oh, no, I didn't have the mask on, but I was all handcuffed up in this chair.
Hannibal fucking James,
bro. Oh, fucking it. Oh, these motherfuckers. I was so goddamn pissed off. Dude, for like 3 hours fucking straight. Because these dumbasses, I had baggy pants on because I'm a gangster? No.
Because you probably
I had fucking baggy pants on and fucking...
Clearly, if anyone's ever met you, you're clearly a fucking...
most likely blood.
Not a fucking gangster asshole.
So he's more like a redneck.
I match, motherfucker. I match. More like a
professor of theology,
They fucked up on their shackles, and I was able to pull my feet up out, and I was able to fucking start slamming myself up against the fucking door for like 2.5 fucking 3 hours and shit. I was just beating the shit out of the fucking door, just screaming. Everyone was pissed off and shit. But then in the fucking morning, like 2.5 hours later when I woke up, I started screaming like, oh, my heart hurts and shit, and I made the nurse show up, and but then... nothing fucking happened. She didn't.
So what are we doing for the next 72 minutes?
I'm just saying that I got dragged through a puddle of my own fucking
maybe
piss by the cops.
Are we having an omnibus hearing?
Alright.
Are we pumping jury nullification?
Well, how about a quick music break?
I love music.
Pompous.
So what's coming out of Montana lately? What's the good stuff?
What's pumping?
Well, we've got Raymond Warden, Rachel S., and the Cosmic Roots coming right up.
Awesome. Love that stuff. Montana Radio.
Now Rachel S.
Intel Scanner. Thank you.
Sound right? It's just me. Listen. I couldn't breathe. Some nights I couldn't sleep. You left me on this crash course to clean up the debris. Oh, how it burned when everywhere I turned. Something reminded me of you. I guess I should have learned.
And that was In Rapture, rounding out the break.
I love In Rapture.
In Rapture.
All Montana-based music. Except for the new show. What's the new show called?
On Saturdays, after Demanding Progress, we have Ralphie's Music of the World.
Of the world.
Of the world, Craig.
Music of the world, niggas. Do you want to be eclectic or do you want to just be a narrow-minded, thimble full of perspective type of person? What? Oh, am I out of line? Am I out of line?
That was an awesome word you just used there. I'm still kind of amazed by
eclectic. Oh, stop. Cut it out.
Eclectic.
Right on the edge.
I mean,
I love that word. I've seen it on so many girls' dating profiles. It's not even funny.
Eclectic? How many female dating profiles are you running out there?
175. Well,
do you have a thimble full of perspective?
That's an exact number. I'm just saying.
If you at least have a thimble full. A thimble.
A thimble.
Full of perspective.
A thimble full.
And awareness. The openness of your mind is directly proportionate.
We'll be able to squeeze out whatever's in your thimble.
You can intake. How much can you intake? Because I have a lot to give. I just want to say.
How much you're ready to outtake.
How much can you intake, honey?
Yeah. I can intake whatever you can outtake.
With a thimble full of perspective, you can thread a good reality.
With a thimble full, how much can you take?
It's getting out of control here tonight on the Intel Scanner. So, Jamison,
is fueling the night.
I give my...
Wow.
My tithes... to Jamison. And Jamison is now bought out by a Japanese company, so...
What the fuck?
Apparently, no.
Jamison, I was going to say, Jamison is too now? What?
Well, Jim Beam is.
Yeah,
everybody should know who Jim Beam is.
Right? I was going to say, Jamison still has a distillery in Ireland. I got a friend who's over there in Ireland right now, touring around and shit, and she was just at the Jamison...
How much can she take?
Oh, all of it.
All of it?
All of it.
Every bit. every ounce.
You know, like 3 inches.
All right, you took my shot. Thanks.
How much do I have to give? I'm a giver. I'm a lover. I'm a taker. I'm a needer.
I'm needy.
A lover. I'm needy.
You're so needy.
You're a
needy. No one ever wants to be with me because I'm so needy.
No. You're a needy of about 2.5 more inches.
I have those extra 2 inches in my thumb.
Harsh.
I'm just saying.
I can put a popsicle stick on that motherfucker and it works out just fine.
It's all about girth, not length. You know what I'm saying? I'll stick a fucking 2 fists in there. It fucking don't matter.
Who are you seeing? Jesus.
Anyway,
are we all about love here?
I'm a very lonely man.
How about them Bears? Super Bowl, Super Bears.
I want to impart into the world a little bit of change, a little bit of love, a little bit of transcendence. Let's say we need to focus. We need to have benevolence. We need to have reflection. We need to think about our future. We need to be. Think about the future of our children.
I'm still thinking about titties.
Always think about the future of
our grandchildren. How do you want your grandchild to be pulled over by some robot?
Better a robot than a cop nowadays.
The robot is programmed.
At least a cop,
to be a cop. Yeah.
I mean,
to break your arm.
Robot
to
would be
a robot would be more
spirit.
Programmed than an officer.
Fuck. All right, now, okay, titty girl, what do you think about?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, titties interrupted the Intel scanner tonight.
I like your tits and stuff.
They're here.
Hey,
and what do you think with your brain about your daughter's children?
I think always with my brain. You might think
with
my titties.
What about your daughter's children? I know you have a daughter. You have a daughter.
I do have a daughter.
What do you think about your daughter's children?
What about him?
She's 7. Fuck, what are you talking about?
No,
she's 4.
When you're like...
I don't know.
When you're like 90 and you have... Your daughters have children.
Exactly. So what do I think
And they're
about
getting
that?
Pulled over.
I don't know. What do you want to
and
know?
They're getting put in jail. They're getting incarcerated for not having insurance. Oh.
So I just want to say, you see a future where 4-year-old girls are getting fucking knocked up.
Well, yes. No,
horrifying. Yes.
No, he was saying 4-year-old girls getting arrested for not having insurance is where he was going.
And pregnant?
No, I was trying to say.
So 4-year-olds need insurance to be pregnant is what I'm
saying. Wait, no.
Pregnancy insurance.
Pregnancy insurance for 4-year-old girls. That's what we need offered right now by Geico.
See, there we go.
Geico,
listen. There we go.
He was saying, no,
so
no.
Seriously, what do you want to know about how do I feel about my child's future?
He was saying when she was like 90 and her grandchildren
exactly, like
are being pulled over, by the cops. And
my
their,
grandchildren.
And the immediate action is, here's what the cops do is they here's just a scene.
Full cavity search
they
on
rape
four-year-old?
Your wife the
no
cops
here's
rape
here's
your
just
wife
a scene you get
and your dog
no you get pulled over for suspected speeding, all right, because you kind of already know that you're speeding.
Just your daughter gets raped.
All right, no.
Impregnated.
Is she not entitled to an abortion because she got impregnated by a crazy police officer?
Is she entitled to twice the welfare?
So is that really what you have to ask me?
Twice the welfare.
Because it's a cop's daughter now.
Yes.
No, wait.
So that should be good police union money, right?
No, wait. Okay, so this is what happens.
So can't they do the whole take your money because what's that thing called? They take your money.
Civil forfeiture.
Oh, they'll forfeiture your money because your daughter is a police officer's daughter now because the police officer raped your daughter.
No, because she has more than $300 in cash on her.
And had your grandchild. And she had $4,000 on her. She had $400 on her. It doesn't matter how much money she had on her. As long
she
as
could
she
afford an
raped.
Abortion if she had four.
As long as she
I'm
was
sorry.
Raped.
Sorry, you didn't add,
on a side note,
you didn't
I
add
say?
The rape rider to your insurance policy.
Ooh, yes.
Oh,
you
I'm
didn't get
sorry,
the rapist clause. Added.
The rapist
no.
clause.
That's a high deductible.
Well, have you ever been raped, big girl? What you doing? You ever been raped
that,
before?
That's got to be like a health insurance
clause. Could
you
imagine getting a rape clause in your insurance policy? Because
what if you get AIDS?
Can I interrupt?
Yes, have you ever
sure.
been raped?
No, I want to interrupt totally on that statement.
By all means,
because
okay.
I want to say it all started with you asking me a question about my Ooh. Child as a grand, like me being a grandmother
Your
to
grandfather
my child's
raped
child.
You?
Hold on.
What?
To
oh
my
God.
You, it started with a question from you asking me what I would think about my child's child, so my grandchild. But it turned into being raped and like murdered
okay.
and shit.
I know. This
so
is
no,
a
wait,
disgusting
hold on.
Yeah.
So
here.
I just wanted
that
to say this is a very strange Intel scanner tonight. I'm sorry to
Oh, you've never listened
and
before. This is
no, I
right
have,
on
No, it is right. totally right on. We're right on track, but not
okay.
quite. But I also wanted to say, so thank you for letting me be here for the first time
I
on Intel Scanner.
Your presence.
And
I
if you wanted
you
to call
here.
In, you wanted to call in at 406-545-4496 and talk with us here at the Intel Scanner. Everybody wants to know what you have to say.
But people are pussies.
I was raped.
That's all
I was raped as a child. I was 4 years old.
Well, we all were, weren't we?
The next door neighbor girl. She came on. She was so
15.
Strong.
Really
she
hot.
Was 15, and I liked her so
Quit
much.
Quit
talking
about
her. Over.
How do
they
you know the stories
about
me? How do you know those stories about me? You're not supposed to know those things.
We win. All right, I'm just saying. When I was very young,
I was 8.
My
was
next door neighbor girl,
12-year-old babe,
took a liking. She took a very unsatiable liking to me.
Insatiable.
Insatiable.
I'm saying unsatiable because
no, insatiable.
Yeah, it wasn't
was
a good thing.
There was no satiating.
Was a good thing.
There was.
I could.
There was no satiating.
I could
no
not
satiate
her thirst.
Her loins could have been conquered.
Her thirst was unslakable.
Doesn't that piss you off? Because you can't thirst. Even get it up at that fucking age. You know, it's like, I don't even know what to do with this motherfucking thing.
She was like a bucket that couldn't be filled.
She was.
Oh, Jesus.
It was my first experience.
Like a hot dog down a hallway. All right,
she was
quick.
Like a ratchet that couldn't turn the screw. All right, now shut the fuck up, nigga.
Don't
Here's
you
how it went. She took
me
out into the shed.
Ooh.
She oh. pulled down my pants.
No.
She looked at my
oh
member
my
that was soft and flaccid.
Wow.
She
giggled
it,
and then?
Took it to herself to make it a different thing. at that point. I put it inside her so deeply. At that point, I was 5 years old.
Five years old. First, and a man.
And so this is my next door neighbor.
Penetrating her vagina.
You are not quivered
with passion.
Did we just open up a show for fucking Maury or what?
So on the corner of the block lived Debbie. Debbie didn't like that Shannon, my next door neighbor.
Shannon's a slutty name.
My next door neighbor loved me so much, she took it into her when I was only 5 and she was like 15. So Debbie down the street, Debbie.
Tell me more.
She lived on the corner. And then she invited me over and I went into her jeans and a t-shirt. That's what they all wear.
T-shirt. Wow. You know how to build up a climax there. Wow, that was...
As we went into her closet, and I unbuttoned her 501 Levi's, she allowed me to...
What color were her pants?
...put my tongue on places I had never imagined until that moment. As I was putting my tongue into her spaces,
so
her father opened the closet door.
You and her father fucking tagged
and
her?
And no, he was upset about
boom,
it.
Boom, bam, god damn.
He didn't like that shit. He said, no, you're not supposed to do this with my daughter.
Was he like, I'll fuck her friend and you fuck her? Or what?
And at
I'll
that
fuck
point,
her friend, I'll fuck her friend.
I grabbed his 501 blues. Button on his jeans as he looked upon me and I gave him the gaze up from the member that you always want to see. Is that not descriptive enough? What is the gaze upon
you?
The
gave him the gaze.
Oh, right. The gaze. I looked up.
I'm there. I'm with you right here.
And as he said, I have a boat. We can go out onto the ocean.
Why would a 5-year-old boy want to go out on the ocean?
I didn't want to go out on the ocean.
What? I wouldn't either.
What 5-year-old boy doesn't want to go out on the ocean?
Point being, the girl that I was going down on at the moment, that her father walked into the closet on me. Well, your mama was great. She didn't make me stop.
Your mama was pretty awesome.
Your mama was a horse.
Your mama never made me stop.
All right, well, I guess we're going out here.
We love you, every one of you.
And Toscana, we love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, motherfuckers.
May all of your turkeys be made of Rice Krispie treats.
And go to any house
filled with M&M's.
And here we go, overtime for the fucking idiot Intel scanner.
All right. So, this is just to show everybody what unorganized chaos sounds like. You had an hour and a half minus the delightful...
Minus the 45 minutes of music, so...
Was it so bad?
Delightful Montana fucking brewed fucking music there. That was awesome. I love it. Every fucking minute of it. Gives me a hard on. Anyways, I'm just saying that entire shit was just unorganized chaos.
So good.
It was awesome to feel, but at the end of...
Do you feel hollow inside?
I totally feel hollow inside.
How does it make you feel?
Do you feel desecrated?
Do
you
feel...
Well, I didn't feel like I accomplished anything.
Don't feel like anything was accomplished at all.
You know, that's what I feel like.
But thank you for having me.
Do you feel like women will find you more attractive now? Or?
Well, never.
No.
No.
What?
Have you seen this fucking girl?
Yeah, that's what I was getting
to. He's got the face for radio.
That's what I'm...
That's why we're all doing this.
I bring the beautiful face to the radio. That's all this is about.
I feel like I have the best face for radio, but
that's what you said.
All of you pale in comparison to my face for radio.
Lick my
dirty nuts, bitches. Okay, whatever. I'm saying, here's how that my face...
I was built more for radio than you.
I was. Because look at me. No, you can't look at me because my face is for radio only.
I hate myself.
So in a nutshell, listen to Intel Scanner on radio. MTRadio.net.
What?
Tuesday nights, 8:30.
Try not to cut yourself too deep when you're thinking about me. I guess we're out.
We love to hate you all.